Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the 14th chapter of the book of Exodus, we get the story of a showdown between Pharaoh and Moses, between the army of the Egyptians and the fleeing Israelite people. They've made their way out of Egypt, and now Pharaoh is riding out with chariots and chariot drivers and horses and an army to recapture the Israelites and bring them back to Egypt. And what we hear is this. Moses says, "The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to keep still." I love that. The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to keep still. And then it says, God says through Moses, "And the Egyptian shall know that I am the Lord when I have gained victory for myself over Pharaoh, his chariots, and his chariot drivers." So if we're to accept the story as it's related to us, then we're invited to believe that the parting of the Red Sea was God's way of proving God's self to all parties involved in this conflict, right? To the Hebrews, in this moment, God would prove able to provide for each and every one of their needs. To Moses, in this moment, God would prove to be a faithful companion on the journey. To the Egyptian army, God would prove to be Lord over all, able to move heaven and earth and part seas for those who follow the Lord. To Pharaoh, God would prove that earthly power has no dominion over heavenly power. In the showdown between God and the great king of Egypt, we're told that God won, and won decisively. Now, we may not feel the need for God to prove God's self to us, and God may feel even less a need to do so. However, it is important to remember who claimed ultimate victory in this showdown. See, Pharaoh commanded soldiers and chariots and the great war horses that drove those chariots. Pharaoh had power over slaves and the ability to cast fear into the hearts of all his subjects, but God, we're told that God commanded the winds and the waves and the heart of a man named Moses. In this showdown by the Red Sea, God planned to capture the hearts of an entire Hebrew people, hearts that had formerly been enslaved to Pharaoh, and God won. God won, and a nation of wandering Israelites was formed, and this story has been told and retold ever since. Pharaoh may have been king of Egypt, but God, our God, is Lord of all. So what Pharaoh, what power do you fear? That's the question I hope you'll turn over in your mind today. What Pharaoh do you fear? Let's pray together. Lord God, we don't really think of ourselves as slaves. We do feel like there are powers, though, that exercise and influence over us, which is to say, we do, Lord God, feel weak at times. Or at least, we don't feel as strong or strong enough to affect much change in our lives or the world. We can feel sometimes like a pawn in a game that's being played over which we have little or no control. So, Lord God, help us to remember. Help us to remember that you are Lord over all. And there is no earthly power that will claim victory over you. And if we follow you, if we dare to believe that you are able to do what the Bible says you can do, then we can share in your victory. For you are our Lord, and we will not fear the rule of any other. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.